Our next talk is Relating Spectral Reflectance Measurement to Turfgrass Response. Authors are Alexander Kowalski, Abraham Baldwin Agriculture College, Brian Schwartz, University of Georgia, Dana Sullivan, and Yale Leiden Turf Scout. Presenting Alexander Kowalski.
All right, spectral reflectance. Spectral reflectance is the portion of incident energy that is reflected off of a surface. It's measured in a range of wavelengths. Okay, when we talk about spectral reflectance, visible reflectance and near-infrared reflectance is often used to assess plant health. For instance, chlorophyll content is often estimated using reflectance in the red near-infrared range. We can also assess plant health using reflectance in the red and in near-infrared range. Because when a plant is stressed, it's going to decrease reflectance in the near-infrared range. And it's going to increase reflectance in the red range. Due to this relationship, researchers have developed a variety of vegetative indices such as the ratio vegetation index and the normalized difference vegetation index to assess plant health and plant stress. And these indices can be used as an indication of a variety of factors, plant stress factors such as disease and drought stress. However, reflectance varies according to a variety of factors, such as leaf area index, leaf structural characteristics, above ground biomass, and shoot density. And therefore, reflectance also varies according to turfgrass genus, species, and cultivar, as well as the cultural practices that are being implemented, the mowing height, the fertility frequencies and rates, and the irrigation frequencies and rates as well. So a number of questions arise when considering the feasibility of spectral reflectance to turfgrass management. First, why does spectral response vary between varieties? Secondly, how does spectral response relate to visual ratings? And finally, how do cultural practices impact spectral response? So, three experiments were designed to address these concerns. The various objectives of these experiments being evaluate the various morphological and physiological factors of four hybrid immunograss varieties on RVI values. Secondly, evaluate the relationship between RVI values and visual ratings. And finally, evaluate the effects of cultural practices being mowing and plant growth regulator use on RVI values. So before we get into these three experiments, really quickly, all three projects were done at the University of Georgia Coastal Plains Experiment Station on well-established hybrid Bermuda grass. Data was collected using a ACS 470 crop circle, spectral reflectance bands on 650 and 730 nanometers, and then these were used to calculate RVI values. So let's take a look at experiment one. And again, the objective here is to evaluate the effects of morphological and physiological factors of four hybrid Bermuda grasses on RVI values. Factors in this research were the Bermuda grass hybrids. The first Bermuda grass entry was Tiff Way, which has a fine relative leaf texture, moderate green color, and strong turf grass density in comparison to the other varieties researched. We also had three experimental varieties selected for different physiological characteristics and morphological characteristics. These were for 0447, coarse leaf texture, dark green color, and moderate density. Then for 0476, we had coarse leaf texture, dark green color, and relatively weak turf grass density. And finally, 05144, which has a fine leaf texture, light green color, and strong density. So basically, I've got four different grasses here with a variety of different morphological characteristics. And we want to see how RVI values differ according to these characteristics. Data was collected on two dates, all at a 1.3 mowing height. So response variables included RVI values, as well as dark green color and dark green color index collected using digital analysis. We also had chlorophyll index values, leaf width and leaf length measurements, seed head counts, clipping yield, clipping yield, leaf water content, and foliar nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium content. So let's take a look at the results collected from experiment one. And the first thing I did is I took all these response variables and I did an analysis of variance result to find the significant response variables here across the various varieties, the four varieties. So these response variables produced significant difference across the four varieties. I then took these significant response variables and did a series of regression analysis comparing them to RVI values and determined that these three were significantly correlated to RVI values: chlorophyll index value, seed head count, and potassium leaf content, all having a positive correlation to RVI values, the strongest being chlorophyll index value. So if we take a closer look at that, we see the strong relationship of RVI values on the left here and the chlorophyll index values across the bottom there. The actual data points are here on the table, and you see the trend line that illustrates the positive relationship between these two data collection methods, which is pretty much what we expect. They're very similar ways of taking similar type of data, reflectance in red and near-infrared ranges. Okay, so let's take a look at the second experiment. And again, the objective here is evaluate the relationship between RVI values and visual ratings of hybrid Bermuda grass here. So how does RVI relate to what we see on the grass? So factors here were Bermuda grass hybrids, the TIF weight 0447, 0476, and 05144, which I described earlier, all having a little bit different morphological characteristics, the two mowing heights being 1.3 and 3.8 centimeters, and the final two factors being monthly plant growth regulator applications, and then finally two data collection dates in the summer there. So response variables included RVI values as well as visual color, quality, and density ratings, all on a 1 to 9 scale there, with 1 being the lowest ratings and 9 being the highest possible for color, quality, and density. So what did the results show us for RVI values related to visual ratings? Turns out that turf grass color was the only visual rating that we saw had a relationship to RVI values collected across a variety of cultural practices and turf grass hybrids here. So quality and density were not correlated to RVI values in this work. So here we see the trends in RVI values on the left here in relation to visual turf grass color across the bottom. The actual data points are plotted on the figure, and we see this positive correlation between RVI values and turf grass color here, green color. So basically, depending on our turf grass varieties and our cultural practices, varieties and cultural practices that make a darker green color increase the RVI values in this work. So let's look at the final experiment here, the last one. And again, the objective here is to evaluate the effects of mowing height and plant growth regulator use on RVI values of tipway Bermuda grass. And factors in this work included data collection dates, again, two dates, the mowing heights being 1.3 and 3.8 centimeters, and finally, monthly plant growth regulator applications. And for this work, the data was collected only on tipway Bermuda grass. The reason being, tipway Bermuda grass is a very common hybrid variety or cultivar in comparison to the other experimental varieties in the work. And the effects of mowing height and plant growth regulator use on tipway Bermuda grass are well documented, so we can kind of tell ahead of time what the visual effects of these cultural practices are going to be on TIF weight. So response variables included RVI values, and we also threw in some visual ratings here, color and quality. Again, on that 1 to 9 scale, 1 being the lowest and 9 being the highest. So let's take a look at the results collected from the third experiment here. Okay, so here's the analysis of variance results. Across the top here, we see RVI values, visual turf grass color, and visual quality ratings. On the left here are the factors. The run is data collection date, the mowing height, the growth regulator use, and then the interaction of the factors below. And when we take a look at this, we see that mowing height produces a significant effect on RVI values as well as quality. So let's take a closer look at these results produced by mowing height. So here's the effects of mowing height on RVI values, color, and visual quality. We see the mowing heights on the left here. They increased from 1.3 to 3.8 centimeters, produced higher RVI values. And then when we come over here to turf grass quality, we see that quality actually went down when we increased mowing height. And this is explained because, just as this picture shows here, on the right, at the higher mowing height, we see an increase above ground biomass from the TIF way. But when we decrease that mowing height, we see less biomass, which should reduce spectral reflectance there. But when we relate that to quality, we often see that TIF-way Bermuda grass maintained at that lower height, the 1.3 centimeters, produces a better quality turf in comparison to TIF-way maintained at a 3.8 centimeter mowing height on the right here. Conclusions from this research: a positive relationship between RVI values and chlorophyll index values, followed by increased seed head content, and finally potassium content of 4 different hybrid Bermuda grass varieties was observed. Secondly, a positive relationship between RVI values and visual color was observed across a number of cultural practices and across 4 hybrid varieties there. And finally, the third experiment, increasing your mowing height from 1.3 to 3.8 centimeters, increases the spectral reflectance, the RVI values, but we saw it produced a decrease in the visual quality of the TIF-way Bermuda. So with that, is there any questions regarding spectral reflectance? Yes, sir. Did I look at other vegetation indices than RVI? We looked at NDVI as well, and we selected RVI rather than NDVI because what we saw was with the NDVI, we didn't have as many differences. And part of the reason to explain that is this is 630, over 6,000 spectral reflectance measurements taken across Forest Lakes Golf Course. And this is increased from low to high RVI, NDVI values. So like on this point right here, a red and near-infrared reflectance measurement was taken, and it produced these two values for NDVI and RVI. And we see with RVI, as we get closer to having really good coverage like turf grass produces, the RVI values start to have this stronger difference here in comparison to NDVI values. So we saw better results on the turf grass because of the strong density when we use the RVI. In terms of NDVI, that typically is better when you have more ground showing through the grass. So if we had areas like a sports field, it would suggest that NDVI may be a better data collection method when we have bare soil showing through the grass.
Any other questions? No? Thank you.
Thank you.